With me is Leanne Colwell, a gastronomer and nutrition commentator. Good morning, Leanne.
Good morning, James.
Now, what have been the drivers of these changes?
Technology has had a big part in it. The introduction of MAP, which is modified atmosphere packaging, so that adds to the preservation of the salad ingredients. Also, there's been improvements in transport, the use of containers, refrigerated containers, which means that a vegetable that's been in the ground one day later is still going to be in excellent condition when it arrives on the supermarket shelf.
Right. So what do you think the big changes in the way that Australians eat salad has been to compare to 20 years ago? You mentioned technology there.
Well, 20 years ago, salads that were fashionable, that were mentioned in gourmet publications like Epicurean Magazine, Australian Gourmet, they often featured a very high protein content. So they might have a warm duck salad or something along those lines. I think the really big change is that now salads are more and more coming to the centre of the plate as people become more and more averse to consuming carbohydrates for whatever reason. They're choosing to consume high water content foods like salads. Also, people are very aware about climate change, and they're trying to eat lower down the food chain, so consume less animal protein. So often the starting point now is not a steak for a meal or a piece of animal flesh. It's a green salad that they can add things to, like nuts and cheese, to increase the protein content and actually make it into a meal instead of a side dish.
Right. So I guess you mentioned the change from a side dish and meals and vice versa. Can people exist on just a salad, or can it only ever be a side dish?
Well, no, it can. It definitely can be a full meal. If you added half a can of chickpeas or a batch of chickpeas or a great wadge of hummus or a hard-boiled egg or two or some tofu or some leftover meat from the night before's dinner. There's all kinds of ways that you can add in protein. And protein and fat really are the satiety-forming parts of our diet.
Yeah, right. So what do you think the role of dressing then is in a salad?
Traditionally, part of its role has been to be a bit of a preservative. In the pre-refrigeration age, that was definitely part of it. But now we would describe it as adding to the mouthfeel of the dish by adding in another texture. So if you look at it in very concrete terms, the salad ingredients are often quite crisp and cool, whereas the salad dressing might not necessarily be cool and might be at ambient temperature. And so it adds a completely different texture, and it changes the mouthfeel, the way the palate processes that meal.
Right. So do you have a quick recipe for our listeners today that might be wanting to jump on the salad train today after hearing this?
Okay. One of my favourite salads is bitter green salad with creamy blue dressing. So I would get a selection of salad ingredients like radicchio and witloff, chicory, watercress, rocket. They vary in bitterness, but that's a beautiful range of colours. The crimson of the radicchio, the green of the watercress, the yellow of the witloff, and so on. I would wash those leaves and I would spin them. It's very important to spin leaves in a salad dryer. And then I would add, at the last possible second, the salad dressing. Now, for that creamy blue salad, that would be, say, about 100, 125 grams of a sweeter blue cheese. And I would put that in with about half a cup of extra virgin olive oil. I wouldn't homogenise it. I'd just pulse it or even mash it up. If you homogenise it, it becomes grey. I'd some grinds of freshly cracked black pepper, and I would pour that dressing over the salad at the last possible moment. Given that some people don't like blue cheese, I'd probably serve the dressing separately so people can anoint their salad in the way that they like.
Yeah, right. Would you say that that's by itself, that meal, or that could be as a side dish, as we're discussing before?
Okay. You could actually have that as a full meal because it does have cheese, but I'd probably add some nuts to that as well, some freshly cracked walnuts or even some almonds. They're very affordable now, almonds, and that definitely would be a full meal.
Yeah, right. Well, thank you, Leanne, the gastronomer and nutrition commentator, for telling us about this salad that you've... the changes in salad that you've mentioned to us this morning.
Thanks, James.